I'm delighted to welcome to the program from the New York Daily News, Christy Ackert, whose job description I need to get publicly here, Christy, because I always think of you as a terrific Mets writer, beat writer. If I'm now going to have to think of you as a terrific Yankees and Mets writer, I can certainly adjust to that.
Well, actually, you're only going to have to think of me as a Yankee writer because I am just focusing on the Yankees, and we have a new Mets writer.
Wow. You're breaking news to me here on The Fan. I like that. How's Tampa treating you?
It's good. It's different. It's, you know, after 6 years of going to one place, it's nice to change things up, and it's a little different.
Christy, my sense is with the Luis Severino extension, buying out some years of arbitration, the contract, I should say, my guess is that deep down, the Yankees felt like they enjoyed tweaking the Mets the tiniest bit.
I'm sure there's a little bit of that. You know, it is kind of funny when you think about everything that's been going on across the state. And I, you know, having been there for so many years, I still obviously keep up on that.
Yep.
And this happened kind of quick and quietly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
And it's, you know, just very functional. You know, knock it out, get it done, and there you go. And now they won't have the drama in the next, you know, 3 years with arbitration. So there is always a contrast between the two teams, and this time the Yankees come out looking a lot better.
Christy, if you mind, let me know, and we can switch over to the Yankees. I just want to take advantage of your Mets acumen just for a moment here. As you hear or read at least what Jacob deGrom said yesterday, it's so hard for me to imagine Jacob deGrom opting out of a start down the stretch of an important season or, you know, innings or anything like that. What was your read on deGrom yesterday?
Jacob deGrom is one of the most competitive people I know. I understand that he feels that he has to take the stand. You know, he's someone who didn't sign his contract 2 years ago. I mean, it was not like they didn't know this was coming. Mm-hmm. He was taking a stand, I think, it was 2 years ago where he, you know, just had to accept it, but he didn't sign it.
Good job reminding me of that. I appreciate that, yes.
But I think, you know, if it comes game time, I can't see him. If it's a competitive game that means something, I just can't see Jacob deGrom either not starting or saying, yep, I'm out. So, you know, that would be very hard for him. That would be against his nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a battle that's a little bit bigger than deGrom, too. I mean, you know, baseball is going to be watching, too, considering what's going on with the free agent market and all that. So it'd be very interesting to see what happens, but it's going to go against his nature.
Christy, you bring me to a segue that at least can include the Yankees at some degree. The longer that free agents stay available, you have to think at some point the Yankees, you know, maybe get interested in one of these guys. Who knows? But what is your read on what's going on with the free agent market, how the players' union feels about it, and if the owners are simply doing exactly what they hoped they'd be able to do all along?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's collusion as much as copycat. I mean, this
Understood.
Is a league.
Yep.
Yeah, a league of people who copycat each other. So they're all valuing players the same way. And this is what they are, you know, come to, that this is how they're going to do it. Obviously, there's going to get to a point where somebody's going to think, okay, this is a deal I can make if they can get it to that point. And, you know, I mean, lower years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the agents and the players are not happy. you know, you're hearing rumbling. There's concern about younger players taking extensions that maybe are cheaper than they should.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, talk about, like DeGrom's agent, Jeff Berry, has said, you know, maybe players need to start valuing themselves, you know, more and pulling themselves back a little bit. I think you're going to see players not doing appearances, team stuff. You know, there's some bad vibes going on between players and ownership right now, and that's going to come to a head probably pretty soon.
Christy, I would think the Aaron Nola contract would fall into the category of some folks not being thrilled with it. Would Severino as well? I mean, if Severino's healthy, that's a very team-friendly deal he just signed. And yet, I mean, I'm not sure that he's the best example, but would those two fall into the kind of contract that, you know, interested onlookers aren't thrilled with?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, if you look at Severino's contract, if he stays healthy and comparable to where he was, he could be leaving $10 to $15 million on the table. And here's another, you know, wrinkle that could be thrown into it. This goes into the next collective bargaining agreement. If they change the service time, you know, requirements for free agency and lessen them, because that's what agents are kind of seeing as a counterbalance, he could really lose a lot of money.
Wow.
So this is one of those contracts where you wonder how much he was looking at free agency right now and saying, you know what, that might not be for me right now.
That's a good point. Christy, I guess I'm accurate as you're now the Yankees beat writer for the Daily News, that you're getting a first impression of some people, right? I mean, at least up close and personal, a first impression. What have you made so far of Gary Sanchez?
You know, I watched a little bit last year, so I saw his struggles. You know, I liked what he said yesterday. He seems very unaffected by what was going on around him last year. It's very interesting to me how much he placed value in what Aaron Boone did in investing in that relationship between the two of them. He placed a lot of value on that. So it'll be interesting to see if that results in, you know, more confidence, more comfort. I also have to think the shoulder had to play a part, at least in the defense, you know, blocking balls and receiving
good
a little
point.
Bit. So I'm very curious to see him when he gets going full bore. I watched him take BP today. His swing looked good. You know, so far, you know, he just seems a very unaffected, which I think sometimes maybe gets confused with lazy, but I think it's just kind of a, he doesn't want to be affected by what's going on around him.
Which is not the worst thing in the world, especially if you're in a slump in this town, I would think, Christy. So maybe he's on to something. I think Sanchez has a bounce back season. Why? Because I just think that the good to great player, and there's no doubt he's a good player when he's healthy, could certainly be a great player, could be the best hitter on the Yankees, a lot of people say. There's no doubt in my mind that when they are driven and they're embarrassed, they're going to come back and give it a better shot, you know, or their best shot. And I just think that's what he's going to do. It sounds a little cliche, I understand that, but that's what I see in Gary Sanchez this season. And like you noted, Christy, I'm sure it doesn't hurt that his manager is firmly in his corner.
I think that helps. You know, I mean, I had a, when I used to cover high schools, one of the coaches told me, there's no sense in yelling at your players. Everybody in the gym is going to be yelling at them. You know, if you show them some support, then maybe they can do what you tell them to do. And I think there's some of that, you know, we forget major league players are human beings. And I think you're going to, I think he is a little motivated. I mean, no doubt he heard the criticism. I think he's a little motivated. I also think the confidence plays into not pressing so much. So that's a good thing too.
Christy, I've probably taken, I don't know, 12 calls this week about Bryce Harper to the Yankees. And the thing every single caller says is because they need a left-handed bat. We know what left-handers can do at Yankee Stadium. Do you sense that the Yankees have any concerns about their lineup being so right-handed?
Not so much, no. Okay. They don't really seem to be that worried about it being too heavily right-handed. You know, I've heard the same things. And obviously, when you look at lefty-righty things, Bryce Harper would be a nice left-handed bat to have in there.
Right.
I just don't see, I never saw him as good a fit with the Yankees as I did Machado. So I don't see that, but, and I don't get the sense that they're worried about that.
Christy, when you look at the first base competition, Aaron Boone was on today with Mike Francesa. I think Aaron Boone has left several people with the impression that, you know, one guy's going to win the first base job, either Bird or Voit, or Voit or Bird, and the other one's likely headed to AAA because they're not going to carry an extra first baseman on that bench. Do you have any way yet to think about, you know, has it crystallized in your head how you will look at that first base race?
I think that, you know, Greg Bird has always had high expectations within this organization. And I think finally people are starting to wonder about that. You know, obviously, Luke Voit comes in with momentum. He comes in with a small track record, but he did deliver down the stretch for them. Greg Bird is playing for his career right now. He, you know, this is the only organization he's known. He's playing for it right now. He seems very laid back about it so far. But this is the time he really needs to produce. Otherwise, you know, he could be gone.
Right. Right. And at AAA, where he does, you know, neither one of them wants to be at AAA, that's for sure. Christy, do you look at Clint Frazier as a guy that could really push Brett Gardner? I mean, he is someone, I suppose you would keep an extra outfielder, I would think, on the bench. So, I mean, that may or may not be an all or nothing thing for Clint Frazier. It may be, but maybe not. But do you think he can push the veteran Gardner?
I think he can if he's healthy, okay. But we have to see him be healthy first.
Right.
He went through so much last year with the concussion stuff. I think that's, you know, the Yankees are hoping he can. But, you know, obviously Gardner was brought back for the reason that they're not confident that he can right now. So I think that'll be interesting to see when the position players report on Monday, too. You'll be watching that. You'll be watching Sanchez. You'll be watching the first base competition. For a team that's very settled, there's a lot going on
right,
there.
Right. Christy, when we talk contracts and, you know, players and agents right now aren't happy, owners and front offices seem to be doing what they want to do, which is shorter contracts. Obviously, money comes into play there all the time as well. I think of Jacoby Ellsbury's contract, and it would be a complete albatross for some organizations, for the Yankees. It certainly is an inconvenience, but it doesn't hamstring them necessarily. But do you think, are contracts like that a reason that baseball teams and front offices and owners are taking the hard line they are now? Is that fair?
Absolutely. You know, they don't want to pay for what a player has done in the past, and they don't want to pay to watch a player get old in
right.
front of their eyes. I think you're going to see teams give out more money annually than give out longer term contracts. They would rather pay more for your talent now than watch you get old.
Hmm.
And those are the, you know, whether you have, you know, one of them in your history or not, every team looks at those contracts and really regrets them. And they think about that when they're going into their next contract. And you're starting to see, you know, now they have the power to do something about it.
Christy, I don't know, and I should, when the CBA is up in baseball.
We're in the third year of the 5 years, I believe. I wrote it down
okay.
today, and I can't remember.
Okay.
I believe it's 2022 is the next one that has to happen.
So we're still a few years away from that. But do you think this is something that either between now and then or certainly then is really going to be a sticking point? Are we going to be talking about, you know, contracts, the way they're structured, the way they're divvied out, and the fact that agents and players are on a polar opposite side from ownership?
I think you're going to hear a lot about service time.
Okay.
I mean, if they're not going to give these contracts and the free agency is going to be so slow because they're saying the players are older, I think you're going to hear agents push back and say then free agency needs to happen a shorter service time.
Right.
You know, I've talked to players this winter who are nervous, upset about, you know, where the game is heading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said the last CBA, they focused too much on quality of life issues, and they really need to get in there and work on, you know, profits and sharing the profits more
right.
this time. I think it's going to be a very tough negotiation.
Yeah, I think those are all interesting. I mean, if you're Adam Jones, and you know, I grew up an Orioles fan. I've always paid close attention to the Orioles this season, perhaps not so much, to be honest with you. But if you're Adam Jones, you know, still a capable center fielder, I mean, are you getting a job? I mean, I don't know the answer to that, and I'm not sure he knows the answer to that.
There's a lot of, you know, quality major league players
right.
that would have jobs in the past
yes.
that are getting replaced by young players that teams don't have to pay. You know, they just would rather see if it works.
Right, right.
You know, I talked to, you know, a bunch of major league average players this winter who are, you know, not sure they're going to have jobs. And
right.
look at how many players don't have jobs.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the fact that we're still talking about some of the big fish and where are they going to go is amazing to me as well. Of course, I cover football where free agency is over in about 36 hours. So
I'm very envious of
yes,
that.
Yes, I understand that. You and every other baseball writer. Christy, you know you're fantastic. And I love you joining me tonight. And I thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.